Welcome back to SRB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Women are something else. You know, I don't like to talk about them for long, to be honest, because they always leave me with a strong depression.
Don't worry about it. Like we talked about in our little conversation in the comment section earlier, don't worry about it. Because I could already tell by your comments that you're not interested in having a real conversation.
Holy Mother, she's stupid. She is so stupid.
You guys, men make it such a black and white conversation, and it's so superficial, and it's why women don't want to have the conversation.
Nobody wants to talk to you bitches. Nobody really wants to have a conversation with someone like you. And yes, she already has the cat. I laugh too. Nobody wants to have a serious conversation with the effiness. Your brain is effed up. No pun intended. And yes, things are black and white with men because we like, you know, setting logic and not being in this, you know, eternal gray zone where nothing ever gets locked down and you can change definitions of words on the spot. But that's you guys is, you know, bread and butter.
It ain't no doubt. It ain't no doubt.
Y'all are not understanding that there's more to being a woman than just two things, okay? So y'all are looking at as... there's a traditional woman that stays in home and cooks and cleans, and she's a trad wife. And then there's the independent working woman, and she doesn't cook and clean, and she's the f***, and that's it. And that's the most ridiculous definition of f***. They're like,
what's all the giggling about? She ain't got the giggle.
That I've ever heard. Like, and I don't understand what y'all are not getting about it, but it's very facetious at this point. It's very purposeful. Y'all are being purposely... obtuse.
Look, if I had to put women in two categories, I would put them into the submissive category and then the every other bitch category. And these days, 90% of women go in the every other bitch category. A woman's position in a man's life is to be completely submissive, listen to what he say, and serve that man. Yeah, you can have a voice, you can speak on certain things, but don't get too crazy with it. Don't get too aggressive and, you know, too over the top with it. Don't get too big for your britches.
Learning about the patriarchy and learning about internalized misogyny, blah, blah, blah.
Down with the patriarchy. That's the message.
And even the women who are submissive and quote unquote good women, they're going to be a pain in the ass a lot of the times too. But those are the only women really even worth taking serious in any way, as far as a long-term relationship.
You've made it clear that you're a passport bro, right? And you're going to go to another country and get a cheaper wife. As you put it, so it just doesn't make any sense. Y'all are just bothered that we have choices and that we are not forced to work for you in servitude.
Right, so you'll work for your boss and take orders from him. You're going to take orders from a man one way or another.
Listen to me.
I'm not going to listen to you.
You're in denial.
I'm not in denial.
Yes, you are.
I'm not in denial.
Yes, you are. And you can't even accept it.
So you'd rather take orders from a man who don't give a fuck if you live or perish. Then take orders from a man who love you and would perish for you. That makes total sense.
You big dummy.
The men are onto the thing that girls do where they're like, oh, universe, send me a sign that he's the one. Know it. I overheard a guy in a bar the other day talking about how he was glad that his truck license plate says 222 because then girls will see it and, like, think that he's the one for them. Like, oh my God, oh my God.
Beta!
It's a sign of being a beta male.
Beta!
What, beta?
I would never do something like that. Think about how much time, effort, and energy it takes to do something like that to get an advantage in a relationship with a woman or a talking stage with a woman.
Is that retardation?
Hey there. It's about time I got on TikTok because my life is an absolute riot. Hold on. What?
Don't say that you're over 50.
My daughter's telling me not to tell anybody I'm over 50, but that's half the story.
Are you a little desperate there, Grandma?
May God have mercy upon any guy that get with you. You would destroy him, his children, the cat, the dog, the grass, the paint on the house. So I pray.
Single mom, over 50, living in a bus, trying to date now. This is going to make a good story. So hang in there. Stay tuned. I'll be sending up a next video pretty soon.
They don't grow up. They always stay. It's always the same shit.
Look, I don't know whether to roast her or to just shed a lonely tear because I feel sorry for her daughter. The crazy thing is, even her being over 50, living in a bus as a single mother, there's plenty of low-value guys who would still take the deal. But even in this position, she thinks she's too good for guys on her level and below. She's still going to hold out for long stick Rick, with a great job and, you know, who's 6'3". Hey folks, we'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
Let him peel a pomegranate for you without any whites. This takes me 3 hours and 3 ruined shirts. It honestly makes me sad to see these videos. That's an orange. I don't understand this. When my friend or the person I love tells me, oh, I'm craving something or I'm wanting something, my brain automatically goes to, okay, what is my next step to get this thing to them? And you're telling me you don't operate that way? You're telling me that, like, they want an orange and you're like, okay, go get it.
There's this whole orange trend where I guess you're supposed to test your man's love by seeing if he'll peel an orange for you. Completely stupid. Completely ridiculous. Fellas, don't do it. If any of you are in a relationship and your chick asks you to peel an orange for her, tell her to go fuck herself and peel it herself. Because it's a poop test. And if you peel it, you failed. And you're now her beta bitch.
Yo, yo, you played yourself.
I have a question for the men. Do you guys still want to get married?
No.
Like, is that still a thing?
Hell no! Nope.
No. A lot of men don't want to get married. And it's not because they don't like the thought of having a lifelong partner to be there for them when they need it. But a lot of men don't want to get married because they're avoiding potential divorce. In a lot of cases, divorce ruins a man's life. He has to completely start over. And in general, marriage doesn't benefit men a whole lot. So while a lot of men like the idea of having long-term relationships, it's just not worth it.
I mean, yeah, marriage was never for men. It really was never to benefit men. It was to benefit women. So they can have somebody to take care of them and protect them and guide them for a lifetime. But yeah, is this woman a chameleon? Because she looks like a typical modern woman. Did she just start speaking on men's issues because she saw a dollar sign?
Mm-hmm. Strongest man in the entire world turns weak as a lamb when they catch their girl at the hotel. Welcome back to Rice's Rules.
No, look, just walk out. Let her know, hey, I got you. Spotted, bitch. Gotcha. But I'm out. God bless you. Good night. I wish you the best. I'll come through later to get my stuff. Yeah, a lot of men is weak, man. The toughest dudes when it comes to a woman. They can bench press 500 pounds, but they can't handle the weight of the games that women play.
Come on now, dawg. Come on, man.
Stay strong, brother. Don't throw your life away. This nasty thought ain't worth all that. And here go this Karen. I get it, she doing her job, but lady, you will get on in the next week. Trying to come between these two dudes. Just call the police and wait for them to come. These women's egos are so big.
Words can't express how completely unsafe I feel at this gym now. The way she stops and stares, I felt uncomfortable and unsafe. I know my shorts are extra short, but doesn't give a reason to stare. We need to bring awareness to this.
Thank you for bringing awareness to this, young king. Yeah, women are way more creepy when it comes to the stuff they do for Chad. You know, peeking around corners, staring, stalking, you know, trying to find people's socials and look them up. You know, stuff like that. Women are 10 times more creepy when it comes to Chad and Tyrone. Long stick Rick, all night Mike. This says you're recording your workout and a guy version of a Karen gets mad at the camera is pointing at him when I've been there recording before he got there. It don't matter. He don't want a camera pointing at him. You fucking prick. And he has the right to not be recorded. The world don't revolve around you, Susie. Fucking bitch. Okay, you still look old. Oh, you're 40-something? Yeah, you look 40-something.
Nice try.
I mean, nobody's mistaking you for a 25 or 23-year-old. And yeah, you kind of look weird, actually. But I'm sure you can still get sprayed down from guys at the bar. And it's sad that that's what you base your worth off of.
You don't know that.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.